Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, December 12th, 2022, through Friday, December 16th, 2022. Monday, December 12th, 2022. Former president of Massachusetts State Police Union and former lobbyist convicted of RICO, fraud, obstruction, and tax charges. Dana A. Pullman, a former president of the State Police Association of Massachusetts, SPAM, and Anne M. Lynch, the union's former lobbyist, were convicted of racketeering, fraud, obstruction of justice, and tax crimes. Pullman and Lynch were convicted following a 20-day jury trial of one count of racketeering conspiracy, one count of honest service wire fraud, three counts of wire fraud, one count of obstruction of justice, and one count of conspiracy to defraud the Internal Revenue Service. Pullman was also convicted of two additional counts of wire fraud and two counts of aiding and assisting the filing of a false tax return. Lynch was convicted of an additional count of obstruction of justice and four counts of aiding and assisting in the filing of a false tax return. Pullman and Lynch defrauded SPAM members and the Commonwealth of their right to honest services from Pullman when Lynch paid Pullman $20,000 in kickbacks in connection with the settlement agreement between SPAM and the Commonwealth. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Tuesday, December 13, 2022. Historic $3.36 billion cryptocurrency seizure and conviction in connection with Silk Road dark web fraud. In November 2021, law enforcement seized over 50,676 Bitcoin hidden in devices in defendant James Zong's home. According to U.S. Attorney Damian Williams and Special Agent in Charge of the IRS's Criminal Investigation Division, Tyler Hatch, Zong has pled guilty to unlawfully obtaining that Bitcoin from the Silk Road dark web in 2012. On November 9, 2021, pursuant to a judicially authorized premises search warrant of Zong's Gainesville, Georgia house, law enforcement seized approximately 50,676.1785187 Bitcoin, then valued at over $3.36 billion. The seizure was then the largest cryptocurrency seizure in the history of the U.S. Department of Justice and today remains the department's second largest financial seizure ever. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Wednesday, December 14, 2022. Fugitive bookkeeper apprehended in Utah after 8 years on the run, sentenced to 90 months in prison for embezzling more than $2.2 million. Jody Russell Trapp was sentenced to 90 months in federal prison for wire fraud, money laundering, and tax evasion. According to court documents, from July 2009 through December 2011, Trapp was a bookkeeper for Shelton Machinery, Inc., a Fishers-based distributor of advanced machines, drill tap machines, production saws, and band saws. As a bookkeeper for Shelton Machinery, Trapp's duties included overseeing the preparation and mailing of checks to outside vendors. Between September 2009 and December 2011, Trapp stole more than $2.2 million from Shelton Machinery by diverting checks made payable to one of Shelton Machinery's suppliers into his personal account. To accomplish this theft and to conceal his actions, Trapp prepared fictitious or duplicate invoices for work that had already been billed and paid, as well as checks to pay the fictitious or duplicate invoices. Trapp absconded from his residence, where he'd been ordered by the court to remain while on pretrial release. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Thursday, December 15, 2022. Three arrested for illegal scheme to export controlled data and defraud the Department of Defense. Philip Pasco, Monica Pasco, Scott Tubbs, and Quadrant Magnetics LLC were charged with wire fraud, violations of the Arms Export Control Act, and smuggling of goods for their roles in an illegal scheme to send export-controlled defense-related technical data to China and to unlawfully support U.S. Department of Defense, DOD, Chinese-origin rare earth magnets for aviation systems and military items. The indictment alleges that between January 2012 and December 2018, the defendants conspired to send approximately 70 drawings containing export-controlled technical data to a company located in China without a license from the U.S. government, in violation of the Arms Export Control Act and the International Traffic in Arms Regulations. The technical data drawings were the property of two U.S. companies and related to end-use items for aviation, submarine, radar, tank, mortars, missiles, infrared and thermal imaging targeting systems, and fire control systems for the DOD. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Friday, December 16, 2022. Group home owner sentenced to $1 million Medicare fraud scheme. A married couple were sentenced for a $1 million Medicare fraud scheme, including violations of the anti-kickback statute. Lindell King and Yanirda Diggs were convicted of conspiracy to defraud the United States and pay and receive health care kickbacks and multiple substantive violations of the anti-kickback statute. According to court documents and evidence presented at trial, both Diggs and King were patient recruiters who owned and operated group homes in which Medicare beneficiaries lived. In exchange for sending their group home residents to the Behavioral Medicine of Houston, BMH, a community of mental health center that purported to provide partial hospitalization service, BMH paid Diggs, King, and other patient recruiters illegal kickbacks in cash and by check, often concealed as payment for transportation or other sham services. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2022. This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs. Please visit the ABFA's website at abfa.us for more information regarding current news in forensic accounting and a list of our certification offerings and other offerings.